All these idols. This city is a junkyard of idols.
What's the big deal?
I kind of like the idols, man.
You're not supposed to worship false idols. That's the big deal.
I still don't understand.
Yeah, explain that, dude.
I'm here to introduce you to this god, so you can worship intelligently. The god who made the world and everything in it, the master of sky and land, doesn't live in custom-made shrines or need the human race to run errands for him. He makes the creatures. The creatures don't make him. Starting from scratch, from nothing, he made the human race. He made the earth so we could live in it and have time and space to seek God. He created light out of dark so we could find him, not grope in the shadows for answers. He's not up there in some vessel or statue. He's here with us right now. As we live and breathe, he walks with us day in and day out. That is the God we worship, the one who does it all and knows all, the one who is there before the start and after the end, the one who is always there to embrace us.
Are you serious? That's just crazy.
Wait, I want to hear more.
I thought you might. Follow me.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Then Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, "Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, 'To an unknown God.' What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, for we too are his offspring." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We will read the psalm today. Please open your Bible to Psalm 139 in the Old Testament on page 577. You may see a post-it marking it. Girls and women will read the odd verses, 1 through 13. Boys and men will read the even verses, 2 through 14. I will lead the girls and Colin will lead the boys. O Lord, you have searched me and known me.
You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away.
You search out my path and my lying down. You are acquainted with all my ways.
Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely.
You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it.
Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence?
If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there.
If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea,
even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast.
If I say, "Surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night,"
even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you.
For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb.
I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, that I know very well. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
As I'm sure all you can guess from my outfit, my favorite color is purple. A few weeks ago, after I read Psalm 139, I wondered if God knew how much I loved the color purple. After a short while, I decided he didn't. As soon as I thought this, I felt guilty for doubting God. I then decided that maybe he did know, but surely had more important things to think about than my favorite color. I was only partially satisfied with that. So then I thought back to last Thursday when I was coming home from my piano lesson. As I looked out the window, I saw a purple-gray sky that seemed to shine with magic. It was amazing. I can perfectly recall the exact hue of that vast, never-ending sky. With that sky in mind, I truly felt that God knew and cared that I loved the color purple. We all have our moments when we wonder how well God knows us, and if he knows our fears, our goals, and our challenges. I've had other times when I doubt God and feel that this psalm is here to remind us to look for those little signs that God is here for us and knows us inside or out. Whether it is a purple sky, a smile from a stranger, or a sudden realization, God is always sending us messages and will always be there for us. And so we pray, Dear God, help us to believe in you and to find those little signs you are sending us. Amen.
It's intimidating, almost, that some people, like my little sister and this psalmist, have this beautiful certainty in their world, where all of the puzzle pieces fit together nicely. Camille really seems to have it all figured out. I know I don't. That's why, when I read Acts 17, the person I can relate best to is the one who isn't even there, the unnamed artist who dedicated an altar to an unknown God. Paul saw this altar and later talked about it as wrong, a sign of spiritual misguidedness. He reveals to the Athenians a God who made the world and everything in it, who needs no service from humans, from the humans who he made. The artist was, for Paul, just an illustration of the need for spiritual help in Athens. But I think the artist was not as mistaken as Paul made him out to be. Paul describes a God who does not live in shrines made by human hands, since he gives to mortals life and breath and all things. And in the end, even though Paul proclaims God to be known, the artist was right. God cannot be contained or described by stone or words, because God is everywhere in everything we do. It's an overwhelming idea. I imagine the artist was an observer, always looking around in awe at the world, a creation that art could never match. And in the quiet places, the still green ones, or maybe in a studio, intensely focused on creating, the artist found the same God as Paul pulsing through all life. And even though, as Paul pointed out, no art could ever serve this almighty God, the artist tried to honor the God that inspired all art, who gives us everything. Like me, the artist didn't have everything figured out. But looking and living and worshiping through art is enough. For even as the Athenian poets had said, in God we live and move and have our being, for we too are his offspring.
When you pray a litany, you are telling God, you are so wonderful, you make everything holy, and you have done so many great things. In our litany, you will hear the thoughts of individual youth through one praying voice. When I say, this I believe, please respond, in God we live and move and have our being. Do not look down at your bulletin. You'll have it memorized in no time. Let's try it. This I believe. Fencing is not like any other sport, God. It has a uniqueness and a form all its own. And I love the feeling of winning a really hard bout. Thank you. Pets bring joy, and they calm me down. Pets also really make a difference for people with disabilities. I know I am doing something useful and sharing God's love when I am caring for animals. This I believe. I love swimming, God. Diving in, the freedom to push yourself, and the healthy exhaustion. Just being in water relaxes your mind, like all your troubles are washed away, or at least they weigh less, for the freedom, the lightness, and the feeling of swimming. Thank you. Amen. This I believe. There is no limit. Once you start, there is no stopping you. And soon you're on a different planet, not thinking about anything else. For me, God, gymnastics brings clarity. Thank you. This I believe. When I play violin, I am intensely focused, but you know it is also second nature to me. I cannot remember a time without violin. When I play, the music is the only thing, an extension of myself. Cooking is about making something new and sharing it. I love the creative process. Amen. This I believe. When I dance, I am free. Everything else I was holding on to goes out of me. If I come to dance class in a bad mood, I leave feeling lighter, kinder, and ready for whatever happens next. God, I do not miss lacrosse practice. I need to be there. I feel a responsibility. I do a lot of solo work on my own, too. It clears my head. But what do I love most? The team. This we believe. In God we live and move and have our being.